From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Another page on the calendar's consigned to memory, and a new leaf cleaned and ready for events and memory. We come into 2015 with many and various feelings, but a new 300 plus days to live. In the hobby of amateur radio, it probably means new equipment, using more digital technology, and the software-defined radio seems to be making the shift from valves to transistors seem a little less startling. Technology is changing around us, and expect our license conditions to change also. As much as the 8-bit machine started a process of adoption of computing, and the shift to touchscreens and graphic displays in rigs is just one outcome. Homebrewing and making are using complete microcomputing boards, and the new generation of multiprocessor systems are extending the range of modes available to the experimental amateur. New satellites are being constructed as amateur birds, scientific projects, and student training exercises. No doubt some of the Chinese handhelds made it into the Christmas stockings, but more kits are appearing from around the globe also. What we can say is that amateur radio is not staying still, and the hobby has so many opportunities and experiences in 2015. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.